If you would turn to the back of your bulletin, there's a section there that says our members that we remember for All Saints Day. And as we begin this today, we have candles up here on the altar. So today as we begin considering and thinking about and remembering all of those people who have gone before us to make us what we are, to make this church what we are, we remember specifically today those who have passed on in the last year and are now with God in heaven celebrating all those things maybe that their health in the end wouldn't allow them to do. And we can celebrate that they are free. They are free indeed. Amen. But we are here and we're here together and we're here to support one another and remember those saints today. So what I will do, I will read the name. And we will light a candle in memory of them, and we'll have a time of silence, and then we'll move on at that point. Les Sinnott. Christine Eaton. Marianne Hunt. Nansa Langford. Ross Carpenter. Ruth Mercer. Avis Burton. Loreen Drake. Joe Mattingly. Hannah Mae Herring. Harriet Finch. And Bill Stout. And now we light a candle to remember all of those who passed away this past year that were not necessarily members of this church, but made us who we are. As we see these candles burning today, it's a symbol of the light that continues to burn in our lives for those who have passed on before us. Amen. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Hebrews. I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles or your pew Bible if you didn't bring your Bible. For those who may not know where the book of Hebrews is, let's help them out. Is the book of Hebrews in the Old Testament or the New Testament? In the New Testament, and it's one of those books that's kind of hard to explain where it is, but if you turn to the back of your Bible, and it's around page 250 in the New Testament, in the pew Bibles. So, 205. Thank you. So if you would turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Last week we began a new teaching series called Our Great Cloud of Witnesses. We began this series with you thinking about your personal great cloud of witnesses. And as I said earlier, I want you to continue doing so and writing those down and giving those to us throughout this teaching series. As you can see right there, we're beginning our wall of faith that's up there on the back door. Now, remember, January of next year is the 160th anniversary of this church doing ministry in this area. And so we're going to be trying to do things all this next year to celebrate and lift up that fact of First United Methodist Church in this town, changing lives for Jesus. Now, for some of you, as I said, many of those cloud of witnesses will be right here and in the last 160 years of the life of this church. For those of us who are new, we have many other people that we have been our life-changing person or persons in our life. So, but please make sure you participate in that. This week, we're going to go back to the chapter where the writer of Hebrews began his conversation to Hebrews 11:1, and we're going to see where he started with this idea that I introduced to you last week called the Parable of Salvation. Now remember when all of us lined up in this row, well, okay, line maybe pushing it,